a toddler refusing bedtime, a multi-million dollar merger, a taxi blocking traffic. What do these have in common? They're all negotiations, and most of us are doing them wrong. We've been taught that negotiation is about power, leverage, and winning. But what if the secret to getting more isn't about being tougher, smarter, or more aggressive? What if it's about something far simpler and infinitely more powerful? Understanding the pictures in people's heads. This isn't theory. Students using these methods have collectively generated over $3 billion in value. The difference between success and failure often comes down to a single insight. People don't respond to your reality. They respond to theirs. Less than 10% of negotiation success depends on what you're actually discussing. Over 50% depends on whether people like and trust you. This isn't feel-good philosophy. It's hard reality. During the O.J. Simpson trial, prosecutors had overwhelming DNA evidence, but lost because the jury simply didn't trust them. They literally couldn't hear the evidence being presented. Meanwhile, a woman named Eliza noticed an airline gate agent coughing. She offered water and cough drops with genuine concern. The result? An exit row seat, free meal, and headsets on an overbooked flight. Not manipulation, connection. When a salesman's client claimed the company thought fees were too high, asking to speak with those specific people revealed they merely wanted progress reports. The fees stayed. Public relations work was added instead. A 14% discount materialized simply because a student acknowledged a clerk's difficult day. The invisible third parties and unspoken concerns behind transactions determine outcomes far more than contract terms. Michael Marks revolutionized energy trading by inventing futures contracts, attributing his success to one principle: always leaving money on the table. His reputation for trustworthiness brought deals that closed faster than competitors could match. When Russian banking scandals hit in the late 1990s, U.S. investment plummeted from 28% to 2.9% of world totals virtually overnight. Trust creates speed, reduces costs, and multiplies opportunities. Yet, trust isn't always necessary. Commitment is. In China, public endorsements from community elders carry absolute weight because maintaining face matters supremely. When trust is absent, create mechanical substitutes, escrow accounts, staged payments, incremental exchanges. But remember, cheating even once can permanently destroy reputation. Martha Stewart, Michael Phelps, Tiger Woods. Single incidents cost them millions and defined their legacies. Trust builds slowly, but shatters instantly. We see situations differently, not from stubbornness, but neurology. Our brains filter reality through unique values, emotions, and memories, creating personalized versions of truth. When Jocelyn at J.P. Morgan heard her niece request two stories, she thought quantity. The niece meant length. Small misunderstanding, but multiply this across negotiations and relationships fracture. The fundamental mistake? Trying to persuade people with your facts instead of starting with their perception. When a broker complained about high insurance prices, the real concern wasn't cost, it was looking good to customers. Discovering this allowed a blended solution. Questions reveal hidden perceptions. Statements make you a target. Where are you going? I'm going to New York. Gets heard better than reversing those sentences. The solution isn't talking less, it's talking better. Summarize often. Practice role reversal. Notice small signals. Even with people you dislike, communicate. Silence signals they're not worth listening to, leaving only poor alternatives: no agreement, litigation, or conflict. Talking demonstrates strength, not weakness. When a hotel tried charging $150 in undisclosed phone fees, the guest simply asked, "Is it your policy to charge customers for things you haven't first notified them about?" The manager waived the charge immediately. This demonstrates the power of standards, using people's own rules to achieve your goals. Humans hate contradicting themselves and typically choose consistency over hypocrisy. Rocky Motwani faced a no personal check sign at the DMV, but incrementally established that personal checks were accepted by mail and at nearby desks. He paid by check when thousands couldn't. The key is breaking negotiations into small steps rather than demanding giant leaps. Most unskilled negotiators ask for too much at once, making refusal easy. Start with what's familiar and proceed gradually. When the hotel manager offered to split the difference at $75, the response was devastating. If I'm right, I owe nothing. If I'm wrong, I owe $150. Where does $75 come from? Standards create objective criteria that even resistant counterparts struggle to dismiss. Basketball tickets closed a multi-million dollar paper contract. Matt Rogers convinced a British company to pay Tyco to take their subsidiary rather than selling it for £3 million. By discovering their urgent 3-week deadline to avoid violating bank agreements, he offered to fast-track the acquisition in exchange for getting it free, saving Tyco £3 million while protecting them from losing their £30 million enterprise. This is trading items of unequal value. What costs you little might be priceless to someone else. Even a hotel recommendation costs nothing but adds relationship value. When salary increases aren't possible, companies might co-sign loans, offer vacation time for consulting, or provide travel options. In family-owned businesses representing 90% of global enterprises, founders request outrageous prices, but actually want respect, their name preserved, or their picture in the lobby. Money is rarely the most important factor, despite claims otherwise. Find what's in the pictures in their heads, understand what others truly value, and you create something from nothing. Emotion destroys negotiation. Emotional people stop listening, become unpredictable, and lose focus. The key distinction: emotion means being overcome by your own feelings. Empathy means focusing on others' feelings. You can be dispassionate and compassionate simultaneously. Threats are among the least effective strategies. Those who threaten are only half as likely to reach agreements. When offered an unfair $10 split, 9-1, 75% of subjects rejected it, preferring nothing over perceived unfairness. Better approach? Collaborative framing. I really like you guys, but competitors offer more value. We'd like to stay with you. What should we do? When emotional during negotiation, take a break until calm returns. Don't tell others to calm down. This intensifies emotion. Instead, empathize and listen. Lisa Stevens demonstrated this when her 5-year-old daughter, Aubrey, gashed her forehead and refused the hospital. Lisa asked trust-building questions. Does mommy love you? Would mommy hurt you? Within 5 minutes, Aubrey walked to the car herself. Cultural differences aren't primarily about race or religion, they're about where people derive identity. When someone makes relationship signals by discussing non-business topics, they're assessing trustworthiness. Dina, an Indian student, negotiated out of an arranged marriage by validating her mother's feelings, enlisting her father as ally, and remaining emotionally controlled, achieving what millions desire through structured negotiation tools. Your attitude directly impacts outcomes. Adversarial negotiators make half as many deals and get roughly 25% of what's possible. Your credibility is your most valuable asset. Knowledge alone is insufficient. You must apply these tools in real time. A negotiation ends when you decide it's over. Diego called Delta 13 times before getting a $150 fee waived. Carol McDermott secured $45,000 more at work in one semester, recovered bank fees, obtained airline compensation, negotiated cable discounts, convinced restaurants to serve after hours, repaired friendships, and improved emotional control. As one student said, "The negotiations course divided my life into two parts, before and after." In a world obsessed with power and leverage, the real advantage belongs to those who understand this truth. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Start there and everything else follows.